Is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bagat thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Hello. You can't see the star to the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link tough. How much ice just a hurt and me ring so. Okay. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock us bag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now.
And good afternoon. Good wet afternoon. This is Talking Heads with Naughty. This is your boy Pearly filling in for Naughty again today. I guess you're out there doing that funny thing. How's everybody out there? I hope everybody is dry. I mean, I had a hard time getting here. The roads flooded, cars wet, people, and behemoths don't drive in rain well. We slow right down like we scared we can crash. So it was a little time getting here, but my voice sounds a little different. I got this little sinus thing, so don't do me too bad for that. Today is Friday. This is the last day of the month of June. Tomorrow is the greatest month of the year, July. We're right deep in the middle of summer now. How everybody feel on this open line? We're going to talk about anything you want to talk about. We can see what's happening in the news. And if you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. Some things been happening out there these last 2 days now. So let's see. First of all, we want to do a little housekeeping here. Let's say if you want to call in, it's 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259, or you could use the text line powered by BTC at 422-4796. Friday, June 30th, 2023. Headlines in The Guardian read, AG slams GBPA, Grand Bahama Port Authority. Pinder says port never responded to outstanding financial claims. PM does not expect to see swearing-ins at funerals again. Interesting. Says, more load shedding possible this summer, but BPL doing its best. F&M calls for Bell's resignation. Government to build new Supreme Court complex. And what's happening in the business section? Says BPL has generation capacity, but also aging, failing engines. BPL has installed capacity of 375 megawatts, with 270 megawatts currently operable. Licensees concerned as government GBA route continues. Attorney General land reform legislation before year's end, and government allocates $10 million for land acquisition. And gas still the same like yesterday. Rubis 462, SO 5. I mean, sorry, Rubis 562, SO 570, and Shell 585. AG slam scram. I can stay on that one because I don't know enough about that to get into it. But if anybody wants to talk about anything, feel free to call in 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. They say F&M calls for Bell's resignation. What do you think? Should he resign? Somebody texted yesterday. I didn't get a chance to read the text that he did nothing wrong. So I'm just asking, what's your views on it? Should he resign? Should he stay put? I think he made a statement that something like that will never happen again at funerals. We having some problems with load shedding. They promised not to load shed, but all of a sudden now we got some load shedding with BPL. So I don't know what's going on there. This can be a hot summer. I'm glad I don't live too far from the beach, and I could just walk right over the hill and jump overboard and keep myself cool down, because this can be a hot summer. But it's going to be a fun summer because it's our 50th anniversary. We're 50 years old. We got B3A is coming in the next hour to talk about the Bahamas National Track and Field Championships. And we got the Bahamas Games people coming next week to talk about that. But we got a caller here. Caller, you're on the line.
Hey, Pearlie, how you doing? How you doing?
Top shape. How are you, darling?
I'm doing good on this good rainy day. I'm totally...
You staying dry. First, before you staying dry, or are you behaving yourself in this rainy weather, though?
Of course, all the time. I'm in my car driving now, but don't worry. You want to speak up.
Okay.
Now, I have 2 days I want to talk to. First, I got to talk to these roads, because I just drive from the airport heading towards the Michael. My God, I dodged my porthole. I thought I was playing Mario Kart. Now, imagine it's raining.
Uh-huh.
The roads flood up. You don't know. You don't even know where to dodge. Because I fall in so much potholes just now, Pearlie. I mean, my God. No, what happened to the minister of work?
I said the same thing earlier today. We were driving. I had turned you the corner next to the FNM headquarters, and that road was bad. And I come up Mackey Street, and the road was bad. But I thought, I know that I had a number in my phone called the pothole patrol or the pothole division at the Ministry of Works.
I sent several photos to them about these areas, especially on that Carmichael Road heading to the airport. Man,
they actually to take a picture.
I don't know if they just blue ticked me. Nobody has responded. Nobody has said nothing.
I haven't done it in a while, but I tested it one time. There was a pothole on the road right there in front of St. Francis Church. And I texted them, and when I passed you 2 days later, it was repaired. I don't know.
But I was early. What year?
No, that was a couple of years ago. That was about two years ago.
Honestly, when they first started the pothole testing initiative, it was working. I don't know what's going on. They just blew sticky and leave it as that.
But hopefully somebody from the Ministry of Works is listening and they could get onto that division because there are, I got to say this much though, in his defense a little bit now, where I live in Chippenham, we got a nice new road and thing. They pave up all our road, but I tell them, I changed the name of the road to King Charles Boulevard because I know that's for independence. All the Interview Road, the Fort Hill, going the road up to Fort Charlotte, all around Dunmore Avenue, all them pave up.
When I'm you talking get, to you and I dodging portholes.
I know, no, I got to say now, but when you move far from there, all you see is portholes everywhere, on Wolf Road, on Thompson Boulevard, on Carmichael Road. There are portholes everywhere, and we got to do something about them. So I hope hopefully somebody's in ministry works listening. Please, let's fix them portholes.
It's too bad to have all these portholes. You're stuck in traffic, and at the same time, you're trying to dodge portholes. My God.
Yeah,
and
we got to do better.
The entire price going up.
I know we got to do better. But what's you say you had 2 things. What's number two?
Yeah. Now, my second thing is, this is a problem that I've been having when persons were talking about the Grand Bahama Port Authority and the government considering purchasing the property.
Okay.
The company.
Okay.
I feel as though, as me being somebody who's born and raised in Grand Bahama.
So, okay, you're from Grand Bahama.
People who live in Grand Bahama should not have an opinion on this.
But see, I said that's exactly what I said. I stay on it because I don't know.
I live in Freeport, Lucaya, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, the Port Authority has done, they've been slack, they've done some delays, but I understand because, you know, people don't realize we had 5 major hurricanes in the last 20 years in Guamama.
Yeah, I remember.
Every time the port tried to catch themselves, here comes another major hurricane that throw a monkey wrench in the situation. However, it's because of the Port Authority that Freeport's still bumping.
Okay.
You know, so I'm not. I do agree that there are certain things that they need to fix. Cause since Edward St. John's been gone and Jack Hayward them, that like I'm not gonna lie, it has fallen off.
Uh-huh.
As well as
So does it need to be sold? Does it need to be sold? Period. First, let's not talk to who need to be sold.
What I think they need to do is they need to probably reset at the top. Probably get a new CEO, new chairman of the board, or something. But I do not think it needs to be sold because look at West End. Look at Avon Walk. Look at High Walk. What we don't want the government running free.
But I understand there's some private entities. Like I think if I read MSC may be one of the entities interested in it.
Now if you want to purchase shares, anybody could go buy shares in the Port Authority. And if you want to go buy the majority shares and take over the company, that's fine. But I don't think the government should get involved in that. I do not.
Okay.
Because I don't trust this government.
Okay.
This government went back on everything that they said that they were going to. They can't even sell Alukaya. You want to try to buy the Grand Bahama Port Authority and you can't even fix the situation on the Grand Alukaya? You can't even fix the situation at the airport? What happened to the hospital? Y'all promised to build a new hospital in Freeport. Nothing happened. What happened to the airport in Freeport? they take us to the one hangar and carry us back to the old hangar. I didn't think they was going to fix the original national airport was that was damaged in Gene and Francis. They did not, and that happened on the PLP watch when I was damaged. They come, they go, and they came back again, and still, they did nothing. But they went by the Port Authority. Oh, no.
So leave it where it is.
Leave that to the professionals in the business realm. And all those attorneys who sit in Parliament, they need to figure out how to fill these portals on road in Nassau. I go on that.
Thanks for calling. Take care of yourself. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a super July.
All right.
All righty. You have another call here, Mr. Producer? Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Sparky, I know you can call. What's up,
hey,
my brother?
Hey, good afternoon. Well, you know, I say naughty, but hey.
Hey, so what? You don't want to talk to me?
No, man. I'm just waiting on the main host of the day. You're still in. But, you know, see, when you retire, and you ain't got nothing to do other than farm around your yard, feed the animals, to wash your car. And it rain, and when it rain, and you ain't got nothing to do, people say, Sparky be on the radio every day, all over.
Listen, you retire. You use it, man. You ain't waking 9 to 5 Monday to Friday, so you retire.
No, I retire, so, you know, you ain't got nothing to do much in the bomb. It's always come in, don't have nothing to do.
So what you growing in your yard?
Right now, I got avocados. I got about 7 trees. Well, I'm in a government subdivision, so, you know, I don't have no acreage.
Okay.
I got some acres down off Glasson Road to start a farm, so and on we go farms.
Okay.
But now I gotta get to the land to get the tractors there to get the land ready.
Lord of mercy. Okay.
What happened is the government gave a bunch of us some land down there, but now the access road from Glasson to the farm area. We can't get to the farm area till the promised road from 2021 they promised us the access road. That ain't cut yet.
All right, okay.
So when they get that cut, then those will go down there with my tractors to get my land ready. So I still waiting to get to the land.
All right, we can get there. But down
where I live, I got about seven avocado trees, and all of them loaded.
Okay.
And they swelling up.
You know, I take
I got banana trees, the biggest bananas you ever called. They call them the golden finger bananas.
Well, you know, I take in notes. Go ahead.
Yeah, the golden finger banana, which is a cross between the bananas you buy in the shop and the plantain.
Okay.
They call it golden finger.
They sweet?
The chiquita banana and the plantain.
They sweet?
One of them will fill you.
They sweet?
I got some sour sops going. I got some gauras.
You got sour sop? You got any ready? I really need sour sop.
To tell you the truth, the sour sop I got just gave the friend the other day.
But when you get another one, let me know, man.
Yeah, well, you know, they come on time. I got coconuts.
Okay.
I got some Filipino. They got the grape coconuts. They come out in bunches like grapes.
I gotcha.
You know, nice and round, full of water. Sweet like that.
Okay.
I got big jujus. They call the Filipino grape.
Oh, that's plum juju. Love that.
I got different stuff growing around the yard. You know, seasonal.
Yeah, I think seasonal. So what's on your mind today, Sparky?
The first thing I have on my mind, you know, it rained and you just can't drive now because the last time I drove and I hit it and dropped it on potholes. The wheel cover fell off, rang off, went up in the bush. I had to go looking for that the next day.
Jesus.
The rim get bent, and then I went to the Minister of Works, who was then Tommy Thompson, Tommy Turnquist.
Uh-huh.
I told the minister, I said, any I could get anything back for damaging my car. He told me to drive more careful the next time. I said, but Tommy, how can I drive more careful in the night? It raining on the windshield, but the windshield wipers can't stop the water from running. It raining, the road full of water, and the pothole, how I can see the pothole to go round. And when you go round one pothole, you go in another one on the next side of the car.
Yeah.
So what I don't understand when we complain about these potholes and things,
uh-huh.
The island used to be 21 by 37. Nassau is the city, which is downtown. It's not the island. That's the city.
Yeah, that's the city.
But the island itself is 21 by 7. But now, guess what?
Yeah.
They cut a lot of it off from the gated communities all around town. They slashed the island down. It encompasses the population more in the middle.
No, that ain't slashing the island. That's just making...
No, what it's doing to the population...
Making access, less access.
No, what it's doing, the majority of the population, because, you know, black people, especially... black people, they breed heavy,
okay.
Like rabbits.
Now,
so the black people is crowded in the middle now.
Listen, ain't only black people do that now. Plenty of people do
that. Well, look at white people, so they have one or two children. Black people in the South.
Obviously, you ain't never been in the Southern United States or Midwest United States because they ain't playing no one or two during there.
Yeah, but they're trying to keep they're trying to outdo the black people in America. They're trying to keep America white. That's why they're doing that. But anyway, talking back in New Providence, they squeezing the Bahamian population in the middle. Only the elites could live outside.
Who wants to live in New Providence? Because you got plenty islands with plenty space to live in, but ain't nobody want to live on another island.
Yeah, but the people on the islands don't want to live there because they don't have no work, they don't have no food.
But you know how it is
to live in our island.
I know it's hard, but we gotta say, listen, all right, we can look at Eleuther or wherever, we can look at Exuma, Long Island, whatever. And we can the government or our entities need to work and put something in place so people will come, so people go and start businesses.
But
we waiting on the government to do it. And then we can move down there. Instead of we start moving and initiating things.
No. Look at that, Tony. Let's talk the truth. Majority of our leaders in this country come from the out islands.
Family islands. I like to say family islands.
The family. See, I grew up in a time when we used to call it out
islands. I know. Me too.
Okay. See, no problem. There's a family island too. You remember, we is an island too.
Yeah.
We ain't no big country. We is an island too.
Island nation, yeah.
We is an island nation.
Islands.
Most of our leaders came from the out islands.
Yes.
Brad came from Cat Island.
Yes. Hubert came from Abaco.
Perry came from
Eleuther. Yeah.
Hubert came from Abaco.
Yes.
Okay, they say Pinlin came from Managua or somewhere, but I tell them Pinlin came from Nassau.
I don't know no Managua.
His mother might have come from an out island.
Okay.
But he born in Nassau.
Okay.
Now, what I'm saying is, if you give me a chance to say what I'm saying, all of them came to New Providence for better education. Because New Providence was Muslim.
Yes.
And once they got their education, they went off to school, and they came back, and they stayed right here.
Yes.
They didn't go back to the island where they came from. The only time people is go back to the island is funerals, wedding, and regatta.
And homecoming.
The out-island people don't want to build up their own island. They want the government in New Providence to build up the island.
That's what I was naughty. Naughty, calling you naughty. Sparky, that's what I was saying. We want the government to do it. We relying on the government to do it. We have to take the initiative and start it for the government to follow.
Most of the contractors, when Pinlin was around, Pinlin used to bring a lot of contractors from Andres.
Uh-huh.
They come to Nassau to get the big contracts. What are they doing on a big contract? They're big in a house, building a big house down in Skyline Drive. Then the fellow from Andres meet a gal from Exuma. He bring them from Exuma down here. They build a house in Skyline Drive.
Uh-huh.
Then they have their children would go on to government IQC and SAC. When their children go to government IQC, then they go off to America. Then they come back from America. They bring back their American husband, and they live down in Skyline Drive next to Daddy. So nobody goes back to the out island to build the out island. They leave the out island to come to Nassau
to
high school in out island.
We need to figure a way to do that. But Sparky, I got a couple
more. The last thing I have to say before I go.
Go ahead.
I hear a lot of people. What I was saying, when you was interrupting me, you threw me off track.
Okay.
We live in this small island. All our leaders have to drive the same roads to get to work.
Yes, they do.
I don't know why we need to call them to tell them we got a porthole.
Then
just drive over the porthole.
No, but Sparky, most of them sitting in the back seat and they have a chauffeur who driving at a nice speed and avoiding the potholes.
No, they got cars with good chunky drivers.
That too.
Or most of them got a helicopter to drop them.
Listen to you, Sparky.
But the last thing I want to say, if you give me a minute here.
Go ahead, Sparky.
This thing they talk about, the gay club down Bay Street by where the Stop and Shop used to be.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, I hear everybody talking about that. Let me tell you something. We had gay people, and we used to call them fags, punks. And
I was a little bit correct to say it's gay people, yes.
And around here.
Uh-huh. You know what? We can talk about that on Monday. I can bring that up. We can have that issue come up on Monday, all right?
The man could build six of them in Nassau. But that don't mean if you're not gay, you have to go visit.
You ain't got to go to the club if you don't want to go. And he said, it's a private club. He says it's a private club.
Anyway, if it's a fag, it's a fag.
Don't use that word. You know, be on radio.
Fag is a bad word, too.
Let's use the homosexual or gay or LBGQ2YG.
How you always pick up what is good words and what is
bad words? No, I ain't going to tell what. I don't want the boss calling me and telling me I can't say them things on radio. But Sparky, I got two more callers coming in. Sparky, yeah, go on. I got two more callers. Calling you on the line. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi, how are
Mr.
you?
Mr. Thompson.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
You are a resident of Chippingham, and so am I.
All my life.
I heard you bragging about how good and decent your area is, and kudos.
No. I say the area. I say the road.
All right.
The road. Interview road. But I say you move far from there, you get problems.
But you ain't got to go too far. Just come through Seaton Street.
Oh, yeah,
it's
you're right.
Deplorable.
You're correct.
Garbage collection around here is not even consistent.
That you know something, ma'am? I am a complainer. I can find a number to call, and I've been calling Department of Environmental complaining about the garbage collection. 3 weeks, the week before, they came twice.
This week,
they just reached today.
This entire year has been mind-boggling.
They've been terrible.
After Christmas, they took 3 weeks to come and collect garbage.
Yes, you're correct.
It hasn't been collected yet for the week.
Well, they came to me about an hour ago.
Good for you.
All right? About an hour ago.
And so I don't know what's happening on Seaton Street. We even got a shanty town down the road.
There's something else to be done. The garbage guys, they're supposed to come twice a week. They come once a week. They came twice a week for the last 3 weeks. Then this week, they show up. They came last week Friday, and they show up again today. But they've been 10 days. They've been 2 weeks.
Well, they haven't even come through here for this.
And I told the people, I moved from Seabreeze. They still come in there twice a week. I said, listen, Seabreeze don't have no dogs running around tipping over garbage. I say, Chippenham, you have to collect the garbage in Chippenham twice a week just to fully avoid the dogs skipping over.
Exactly. And the thing about it is, if they didn't come today, that's it for the rest of this week.
Oh, no, you ain't gonna see them until Monday, Tuesday.
Maybe next week. And this is just disgusting in this heat. I mean, how can you be living in sanitary conditions when you have to be subjected to this?
I agree with you. Miss McKenzie, down at the environmental, please, Chippin' down begging. We need you to collect the garbage twice a week. I know how much money they make. I will start talking it now.
We are just, fed up with that particular one. I mean, there are other things, too, but that one is important.
Yes, ma'am.
So we had to speak about that.
I'm happy you did, ma'am.
So
I'm happy you did.
Enjoy your good roads. Hopefully one day it will be expanded.
I'm sure I can do this. I'm sure, because our MP is the Minister of Works. I'm sure he can make sure that road fixed. And I'm sure somebody calling him right now and telling him that road need to be fixed.
Hopefully.
Okay.
If they say if you don't live in hope, you'll die in despair.
Amen.
I don't plan dying in despair.
Oh, no.
So it needs to be fixed.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you for calling. You take care of yourself
all
now.
Right.
God bless. Caller, you're on the line. What you saying?
Hey, how you doing? It's Alan Johnson, Critical Thinker here.
Hey, my brother. How are you? I hear your voice in a little while.
Yeah. That call about Freeport prompted me to call.
Okay.
Just to take some clarification, because one of the things is that we have developed this mindset that the Bahamas is for all of us, except when we're dealing with something on any particular island. And this has been a wonderful strategy of divide and conquer.
Amen.
When something is happening on Eleuther, it says they're giving concessions coming from the Treasury, coming from Crown Line and everything. But they say if you're not, this is for the, we have meetings with people on Eleuther, the other side. When that's an agreement between all the humans, it just happens to occur on Eleuther or Meguana or wherever.
Point.
In the same point,
Bahama, Atlantis, here in Nassau, but I'm sure Family Island is scheming got jobs here, correct?
Yeah, no, okay. But even when they give those $1 billion worth of Crown land, the fact that just because it was happening on New Providence did not mean that individuals from Grand Bahama and other parts of the Bahamas
exactly.
should not have input.
Yes, yes.
And this is, they've done an excellent job of that.
Yes.
Which then brings you to Freeport when people say, that's Freeport or Grand Bahama problem. Let's go to Freeport more specifically.
Okay.
And I would assume that people have not read the Hawkesbury Creek Agreement.
And that, I have not completely. That's why I said I couldn't comment as much as I wanted.
Right.
I've read it a little.
Right. No, I'll send you another read the Hawkesbury Creek Agreement. Listen, my number is 825-9700. And I'll send you the Royal Commission report, which gives you a better understanding on a copy of the Hawkesbury Creek Agreement so you can know.
Okay, 825-9700.
Okay. Let me explain you what it is. The Hawkesbury Creek Agreement is a trust document involving three sets of people.
Okay.
It involves the licensees of Freeport, the Grand Bahama Port Authority, and every citizen of the Bahamas.
Every citizen, not Grand Bahamians, every citizen.
Every citizen. it's a trust between those individuals for the economic development of Freeport for the benefit of all Bahamians. And it's the thing, even the 7.5% ownership of the Grand Bahama Port Authority is joint ownership between all of us.
Okay.
So when people say it has nothing to do with this, but if you take the opportunity to go back to 2002 elections when you had the Right Honorable Perry Christie, uh-huh. He wasn't Right Honorable at the time. Perry Christie was in opposition, and Right Honorable Ingram was Prime Minister in 2002.
Yeah.
Both of them made a statement. They said that there could be no further economic development of the promise unless Grand Bahama plays a role in it. But that was repeated in 2007, and the positions for each was reversed. It was repeated in 2012. It was repeated in 2017 by Perry Glasson Christie and Hubert Alexander Minnis.
Uh-huh.
And it was again repeated in 2021 between the Honorable Brave Davis and the most honorable Hubert Alexander Minnis.
Okay.
Every single one of them for 20-plus years said there will be no economic development of the Bahamas or the Grand Bahama playing a role in it. And the point of that means is that if anybody in the Bahamas wants to see our economy turn around and everything done, we have to look to Grand Bahama and the resolution of this issue that has come up. If you simply look at these, what you hear them here talk about 20, 30 different economic models today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
From the government.
Yeah.
Grand Bahama, I challenge anyone to name a single place in the Bahamas that any one of those economic models could start tomorrow, other than Grand Bahama. New Providence doesn't have the space, the infrastructure, or preparation, anything at all. And so anytime we talk about the digital, the green, the blue, the orange, the aquamarine,
whatever.
the artificial intelligence, crypto economy, whatever,
uh-huh.
You're talking about Grand Bahama.
Yes.
And so, but I just don't want people to
begin
to...
And I guess the former government was trying to develop that like that, am I right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
No. But the problem is that, you know, we need, for the Bahamas, but more so for us on Grand Bahama, we need a vision to be expressed. And I know we talked about the National Development Plan, and it's a book of ideas. And in fact, I would challenge anyone who still believes in the National Development Plan to an open debate to show you that a plan developed over 10 years ago is no longer relevant today.
No, can't be.
Right, hyper-connected, digitally immersed.
5 years ago, can't be.
Right. And so the fact there wasn't even any blueprint or anything attached, any strategies attached to it. So when we now look at developing these various economies, we need a vision for Freeport. And it can't be we're going to get this building and that building, this hotel. The vision comes from someone who can define the future in the present. And that is what we've not been hearing from the Grand Bahama Port Authority or from the leadership of the country that seeks to, for some may say, annex, you know, the last territory in the Bahamas. But if you look at the Hoxton Creek Agreement, it's a wonderful agreement that is totally relevant today because the Hoxton Creek Agreement, like the Constitution, is a living document.
I just WhatsApp you, so you could go ahead and send it to me, please.
Yes. It's an agreement that when you adjust it for today's reality, you will recognize that even though it was the fifth agreement in the world back in 1955, it became the standard bearer in 1955 for all free trade zone. And today, it is still the standard bearer that has not been maximized for what it was capable of. And so what was missing from Freeport and from the Bahamas in the totality is 21st century leadership that can recognize that the 21st century began on January 1st, 2001, and we have not adopted or adapted to the reality of economics of this new world order. And that is the conversation we have, but not one of exclusion, because you are contractually obligated as Bahamians, as owners of that trust.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm going to read it, and we'll talk more about it. You and I will talk about it a little more.
All right, sir. Bye.
Thank you very much. Mr. Producer, we're going to take a break. Let me just read this text quick. It says, the government can't pay for Freeport, and if they can, they will run Freeport into the ground like they always do when trying to run anything with friends, family, and lovers. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening. This is Talking Heads with Pearly. Not even get mad if I say that, eh? We'll be right back.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The B3As will host the 2023 National Track and Field Championships July 5th through 7th. Who will have bragging rights when it's all said and done?
Stephen Gardner,
women's javelin, NCAA champion, Rima Ottomar, or Karifta record holder, Kimera Strawn,
women's 100 meters,
Andronique Strawn, or Anthea Charlton,
just to name a few.
Mark the date, July 5th through 7th, the B3As 2023 National Track and Field Championships
at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium.
It's track and field at its best.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
On the road to 50 years of independence, cross the finish line in an electric ride. Easy Car Sales invites you to take back your independence and free yourself from expensive gas and repairs. Own the road in an all-powerful, all-clean, and all-electric vehicle from Easy Car Sales. Dump the pump and power up at home as easy as you charge your phone. You'll find many models to suit your lifestyle and your budget. Visit easy242.com or call us to find out more.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back. Talking Heads and Naughty here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. You want to call in, 323-323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. Our text line is 422-4796. We're expecting members of the B3As and some athletes in for the 5 o'clock hour, but until such time, see, Alan was saying some very interesting things, and I, too, don't believe, and this is not to say whether it's PLP or FNM government, and I don't think government, whether you PLP, FNM, UBP, whatever, should be in part of the port. I think the port is a thing that has been working. It is a thing that has been good. And I just think now that maybe the present ownership or the present leadership needs to change. And if that means selling it, then let's find a private company that has the capacity, not only the financial capacity, but also has the intellectual capacity to take the port, take Freeport to the next level. So that's my little 2 cents on that. We have a call on the line. Call you on the line. What you saying?
Hey, what's up, man?
You tell me.
I want some man on BPL.
Okay.
They talking about alternative energy, and this talk, it's been in talk for a couple of years, and people suggest what to them to do. But the main thing, BPL don't want change their format, Some people are making big money off of BPL. I think the former manager now, the one particular people was getting like about $28 million a month.
A month?
Off BPL. Yeah, man, for the oil.
Okay.
And that's why we stuck with this oil generator. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It ain't been alternative energy. It can stay oil. Remember when they bought the new generators?
Okay.
That was couple, I don't know if you remember that.
Vaguely, but I remember, you know, they've been getting generated so many times, yeah, but I know.
Yeah, I know they got four generators. Men, bonuses, they had all they needed, this, and they bought four generators.
Okay.
That was the time then for them to get LNG, but they didn't. I remember they promised us the LNG plant?
That was under, when Leslie Miller was there.
I know there was a company
led by some locals who were partnering with a company out of Texas, if I remember correctly.
No, that, I don't want to go into that because I could comment on that too.
Okay.
And
no, they do nothing new. They only were trying to get an audience.
They only came us through the loop. I'm telling us this and that. Let me tell you something. We ain't never seen no alternative energy long as that kind of money is being collected. Everybody protecting their church.
Okay.
Now, Leslie Miller, there was a company in Texas. What Leslie Miller did wanted to get to export the LNG gas from here to Florida.
Okay.
That's what he didn't want it to do.
I gotcha.
But they knocked that down.
Okay.
But again, we ain't never start. You remember they bringing saying, "Oh, we put in what the thing is, solar panel." Yeah. But where they put the solar panel?
They got them on Ragged Island.
Huh?
And they got them on Ragged Island.
But they come and take pay for that. $300,000 from the people of Ragged Island.
Yeah, but listen now. No, the initial and that's the problem. The initial cost of doing it is high up front. You pay it's high up front, but once you're there, it's minimum cost.
Yeah, but look at the other point what I want to say.
Okay.
They bring in one panel. Oh, we can put solar panel. Where they put them? On top of the school and thing. The school them don't pay no light bill. Why don't put a solar panel field in your LL?
Yeah, but the school them don't pay no light bill, but they still absorbing the energy. I mean, they still use it.
No,
so
no,
if you put the panel on the school, they ain't got to use none of BPL.
No. See, that's the point. See, you trying to help the public because the public is the one who paying the bill.
Yeah.
The school don't pay no light bill.
So that's what I say. So if you take in the school off of BPL, that's less money off me and you.
No, man. Me and you still can pay the high light bill.
But if you
do alternative energy with take us off a place like Yale Eldo.
And
the people there will pay a cheaper light bill because they will not be coming off the oil. You see, the oil is what's killing us.
Yeah, but you got to understand one thing now. These solar fields or the solar panels they use, they take up a lot of space, you know. I drove past one in Orlando a couple of years back, and, brother, that was like almost as big as Elizabeth Estate.
Yeah, but how much people they serving?
No, it doesn't matter how much they serving. I'm not knocking that. I'm all for solar energy, you know. I'm all for alternative energy. I'm all for getting, other than paying, using the oil.
Yeah, I mean, we all for alternative energy.
No, I'm just saying.
Solar panel is not cheap.
My thing about it is, we don't have the space in New Providence to do for the whole island. Why don't we, like, do the other island so we can take that pressure off BPL? So perhaps if they're not spending and not subsidizing Ragged Island and Grand Key and listen to me now, hear me, and Auckland's and all of them, if they're subsidizing them, Inagua huge, and not subsidizing Inagua, that's less money than BPL play, and maybe it'll drop our bill in New Providence.
We're saying it that way, but being again will drop because you see where the fall of the money. The oil is where the money is. And you have certain people who are benefiting big time off that oil. And so, they ain't going to do it. Again, I repeat myself, they get solar panel, let's cut down on using the oil. That's what the solar panel is supposed to be.
No, you don't use it. No use of oil. No use of oil at all with the solar panel. They'll be generated from the sun, from God's grace and sun.
Yeah, but you see, they ain't gonna get rid of the oil. That's what I'm trying to get across.
See, but somebody,
at the
end of the day, somebody has to have the testicular fortitude to do that.
That's the problem right here.
So you
follow the money. But anyhow,
okay.
I can take more of your time.
No problem. Happy you called.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for calling. That was very interesting. You know, but my whole thing about it is, we need to do what we need to do. I don't know why. It's almost tradition for us to have to go through this every summer. It's like you expect it. You hope it doesn't happen, but you expect it. Man, something got to be done with that. We got another call on the line. Carla, are you there? Are you there, Carla?
Hey. Hey, Burley, how you doing?
Thank God for life.
Thank God for life. Thank God for Jesus.
Amen. Burley, I say amen.
That was a very interesting conversation just now with the previous caller.
Okay.
Let me tell you my point of view. I understand now, so it's 21/7. And this current power grid that we have in this country is antiquated at best.
Okay.
Because it cannot handle the pressure that is put on it. Right now, as it stands, we have mega metrocities also tapped into the grid that's demanding a lot of power. And I don't think that there's any denial that BPL with the current generators and all of the other issues we have with rental generators and stuff is really going to be able to stand up to this test for much, much longer. You know, the thing is, I have this thing that we could actually get some of these communities off the grid.
Okay.
And seeing that the government has all of this crown land in its possession, I think careful with some
where this crown land is in New Providence.
Say again?
Where is this crown land in New Providence?
Well, listen, they say they have crown land. I'm only speculating based upon what they say.
Okay.
There's still crown land here in Nassau.
Okay.
But anyway, let me just finish my point so I could get off the air. You know, the thing is, even so, if the with the minimal crown land that we have here, whether it's down in Carmichael Road, or even on the outskirts around Fifth and Pier or whatever. You know, I know it's a lot of cable and stuff that has to be run. I just believe that we must start somewhere, man. We can't continue just to talk about this thing over and over. And we're not trying seriously to begin the process. I believe that if we could get Adelaide off the grid, I believe if we could get, let's say, for instance, Gambia off the grid, I believe that if we get portions of the west side of the island off the grid, and put a solar farm somewhere up in that area.
Okay.
I don't know how much megawatts we're going to need or whatever. But like I said, this is where the brains that deals with solar panel or solar systems could come around the table and actually discuss this and come up with a definitive plan. And then we can look at the eastern end of the island and get some people off the grid by putting another smaller farm on that side. But the process must begin. We cannot continue kicking this can down the road talking about this thing over and over, and there's no action behind it.
I agree with you 100%, but I just differ from you in saying I think the process should start on the family islands. I think if we get all these family islands off the grid, off the backs of BPL, off the government having to subsidize BPL for these family islands, I think it would free up money for us to get things done in New Providence. That's just my view, you know?
I agree with that, but also on the flip side now, we also have to agree that the family islands are not tied into the Nassau grid.
They're not tied into the Nassau grid, but they're tied into the Nassau pocket.
Yes, it is tied on because we're paying for everything.
So that's what I'm saying. If you don't have to pay for Acklands, wouldn't that help? If you don't have to pay for Inagua or Long Island, wouldn't that help?
Of course it would, because, Michael, I believe that with the close proximity of those islands, and Long Key is only like at the most 17 persons on Long Key.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
So that could be a small system placed over there. But if you strategically place something, let's say, for instance, Long Island or Acklands, and really sit down and structurally, and listen, I'm not saying I'm an expert in this thing, but it's just common sense.
I got you.
We have enough persons around here who can actually do the research and find how do we get these grids put down in strategic locations.
You're making sense. But Carla, they tell me I got to go because it's 5 o'clock and I got to take my second break.
Okay, my brother.
But I appreciate your call. Okay. Just before we take a break, just before I say bye for the 4 o'clock hour, it takes 4 acres for 1 megawatt. Between the lack of available crown land and the implications for future development of New Providence, solar will never offer a complete solution to our energy needs. Point. That's why I still believe let's get it done in the family islands. It's been a fun first hour. When we come back, we're supposed to have some people from the B3As. We're going to talk some sports. We're going to talk some NBA. James Harden is looking like he may be a Clipper. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all the callers. We'll see you in the back half of the news. This has been Pearly for Talking Heads with Noddy and your 4 o'clock hour.
fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine thread is your place, is your place, is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
On the road to 50 years of independence, cross the finish line in an electric ride. Easy Car Sales invites you to take back your independence and free yourself from expensive gas and repairs. Own the road in an all-powerful, all-clean, and all-electric vehicle from Easy Car Sales. Dump the pump and power up at home as easy as you charge your phone. You'll find many models to suit your lifestyle and your budget. Visit easy242.com or call us to find out more.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back. You're Talking Heads with Naughty. This is Pearly. We're in the 5 o'clock hour. We're talking what I love to talk about every day, all day. Sports, sports, and more sports. I did have one text come in just before we ended, and I have to read this. I don't have to read it, but, you know, I try to read all texts. Well, I agree with you or not, but I try to read all texts. Whatever the solution is for Grand GBPA, this New Day PLP government needs to stop talking to them in the media and threatening them. Both parties need to meet and work out the differences, or they will need to move, or if they need to move forward in a different way, discuss that too. But this PLP government, several ministers making threatening comments in the media, House and Senate, ain't helping one bit. The PM and his ministers look like they're itching for a fight with the GBPA to impress the Grand Bahama voters, but nothing happening. Talking sports, we're talking sports. What's happening, everybody? It's been, Dodgers win last night. Yeah, Dodgers win last night. Great to be here. Great to talk some sports in a wet day. This is July. Great things happening in the Bahamas in July when it comes to sports. We've got the B3A's National Track and Field Championships coming up, and we expect them here in a few minutes. We got the Bahama Games kicking off next week. Pearly birthday. Man, this is going to be a great, great July. I promise you that. But before we move forward, let's get into some things, shall we? Let me give you the numbers if you want to call and talk sports. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text line powered by BTC is 422-4796. Hit me up. Let me know what you're saying. Boy, I'm excited for July. I be like this for all my life. I be excited for July. It's my birthday. It's Independence, Bahamas Games, all kind of great things. And a Major League All-Star game. This is going to be wonderful. But let's see what's happening today in sports. Today is Friday, June 30th, 2023. And look at that. The first thing come up is the year I born. 1962, Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. Pitcher's first no-hitter in a game in the New York Mets. Now, that's kicking it off right. In 1970, the Cincinnati Reds moved to their new home in Riverfront Stadium. In 1978, Willie McCovey, say hey, Willie McCovey, hit his 500th career home run. In 1984, the longest professional football game took place in the United States Football League, USFL. The Los Angeles Express beat the Michigan Panthers 27-21 after 93 minutes and 33 seconds. In 1994, the U.S. Figure Skating Association stripped Tonya Harding of the 1994 National Championship and banned her from organization for life for the attack on rival Nancy Kerrigan. That's when she had a husband took a bat and hit Nancy Kerrigan on a knee and took her out of the championship, and she won it. And that was a big controversy. That was huge. I remember that. Our sports quote of the day, I learned that if you want to make it bad enough, no matter how bad it is, you can make it, Gail says. Let me read that again. I like that. I learned that if you want to make it bad enough, no matter how bad it is, you can make it. I like that by Gail says. Great, the Cleveland Brown running back. Wonderful stuff. This is June 30th. 2023, the last day of the month of June. And I hope everybody's doing good on that today because I'm psyched. What's happening in sports on the sports page? This is some really good stuff here. Taylor wraps up meet with a bronze at the CAC Games. He won the bronze in the 50-meter free in 22.58 seconds. This young man has a bright future. He has a great future. Lamar Taylor, the Bahamas won two medals, and he won both. He won the gold in the 50 backstroke, and now he's got the bronze in the 50 free. And I'm looking forward to seeing him do some good stuff going forward. Olympics coming up. Wonderful. Congratulations. Congratulations to the team. Let me try. I was reading these names, so if I mess these up, please don't kill me for it. The team is made up of Lamar Taylor, Emmanuel Gadsden, Luke Kennedy Thompson, Ranishka Gibbs, and Zaylee Elizabeth Thompson. That was our CAC team. Three guys and two women. And they did extremely well. Lamar brought home two medals, a gold and a bronze. I want to congratulate that team. Behemoths in action in the Junkanoo Bowl doubles. The GGYA, the Governor General Youth Awards, received $100,000 to continue its work across the Bahamas. Every year in the end of June, they have the charity golf tournament. I used to work it. I used to sit at the... They had a par 3 hole, and if it's a hole in one, you're in the car. So I used to sit there to be like the judge and watch it. They'll come by and give you drinks and stuff like that. It was all volunteer, but it's kind of cool to watch the Bahamian golfers play. So this is a wonderful charity. It's the Duke of Edinburgh Charity Golf Tournament and the Governor General Youth Awards. And they do a lot of good things with young people. So I'm happy to see they got some good money to continue their great, great work. Yeah, some things happening in the NBA. We'll talk about a little bit of the NBA before our... Good friends from the B3As get here. I see some things happening. They say James Harden could end up being a LA Clipper. He took his $35 million opt-in. They have some contracts at the end of the year. It's the player's option, the team option. This was the player option. So he opted in and decided to become to opt in. So he's now the Sixers owe him $35 million, but they're doing that just to accommodate him to move him somewhere else. So I guess The talk is he could probably be the starting point guard for the LA Clippers. Let's get that right, Clippers. Because I keep seeing that people bringing up names, bringing up the Lakers names and stuff like that. I see the Lakers are eager to sign Dennis Schroeder. Schroeder says he wants to come back to L.A. I understand the Lakers going after Brown from Denver. Brown was really a key catalyst to Denver winning that championship. That's going to be a loss to them if he goes. Kuzma could be staying in D.C. Nobody wants Kuzma. If D.C., you know, he'd be right stuck right there, you know. But I like this. NBA to vote on flopping penalty. You know, they'll vote on a potential rule change when it comes to flopping. They got to, man, even LeBron, oh, flop, flop, flop. They got to change that rule so that we have a clear cut what's going on with that, all right? I understand the Lakers interested in Cam Reddish, looking to sign former Blazer and Knicks forward on the veteran minimum deal. That's like, I think, about $4 or $5 million. Kyrie linked to Heat, Lakers, Clippers, and Rockets. I don't see Kyrie coming. We can't afford him. Mind you, be honest with you, you come to the Lakers, probably win a championship, but not even like that, because that means the Mumbai will have another one. The Bucks expect to keep Crowder. Joey Crowder expected to return to Milwaukee despite the Heat going back to the Heat. What else going on there? Jalen Ramsey is also a hoopster. Jalen Ramsey, the Dolphins, the cornerback we signed that makes the Dolphins look like they have a really good backfield. I mean, secondary. What else going on there? So, free agency started today in the NBA. So what that means is people that's going to start talking money, who's going to be traded well, who's going to play well, who's going to sign contracts. And with the new collective bargaining agreement, it is so hard to sign these big money contracts now. So when you got two players making $30, $40 million a year and the salary cap only $164 million, you got to sign another 12 players. What you going to do? And it's hard to bring in three players at $40 million a year. That's $120 million. You got to find money to spend on other players. So some teams got the league veteran, mid-level, which is like $12 million. And then you got the veteran minimum, which is like $4 to $5 million. So you could bring in some players like that. So that's going to be interesting to watch how teams build their rosters. Hopefully the Lakers bring it all back with who they got, and they bring everybody back. And with the rookie class, and maybe make a move for a Brown or a Reddish or somebody like that. That'd be nice. I see the Nets, Brooklyn Nets, are trading Joe Harris. They're sending Harris and two future second round picks to the Pistons. But let me see what they're getting for that. That's interesting. This is it. Now, if they're doing that, they freed up some money to do something. They trade Joe Harris to the Detroit Pistons today. The Nets also sending Dallas Mavericks 2020 second round pick and the Milwaukee Bucks 2029 second round pick to Detroit as part of the deal. And isn't yet known what Brooklyn received in return. Brooklyn probably just gets some picks. I said they probably get just a few picks. So that's going to be seen. I see the Celtics are interested in signing Patrick Beverley in free agency. That's going to be interesting to see whether they're quite interested in him. You know, he was in the Lakers. He didn't work out with the Lakers. I think he went to Chicago. Now he's a free agent. He could be in Boston. He could be in Boston. He played 6.2 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists last year. He didn't give the Lakers what they wanted, so he was expendable. Mookie Betts is the catalyst to the Dodgers, and he will be in the Home Run Derby tomorrow, in Home Run Derby on the 10th of July. The All-Star break is 10th, the Home Run Derby the 10th, the All-Star game on the 11th. So Mookie didn't come into the league as a power hitter. He came on into the league as a base hitter, hitting in the gap speed, great arm in right field. Actually started second base, great arm in right field and all that. But he's been hitting for more power in the last few years. I think they're 19 or 20 home runs right now. So he will be in the All-Star Derby. He said if he made the All-Star team, he would go in the Home Run Derby. So I'm excited about that. I intend to watch that and see what's going on there. Let's see what's happening in the NBA. Because this is exciting times in the NBA right now, particularly with the Sixers are not extending Maxey. The Phillies consider Tyrese Maxey a big part of their future, but will delay extension to preserve flexibility. What they're trying to do is they need money. They need money to bring some other players. So right now they're going to wait. Probably do them next year after they settle down and stuff. It said the Lakers interested. Many teams monitoring Giannis. Why? Oh, what they're saying is he wants an extension, Milwaukee extension or holding back on them. So teams watching the offer, but that could be some big money to offer. That one to make some money. That's going to be huge money. I see the Knicks are trying to, the Knicks want to pull a big trade off for Obi Toppin. They see the basis leading suitor for Obi Toppin from the Knicks. The Knicks want draft picks. So, I mean, Knicks is probably trying to free up somebody as well to sign somebody. So they're looking for draft picks. So they're talking about, Indiana Pacers are talking to the Knicks about sending Obi Toppin them, which will be a good move for them. They need some more pieces there. They need help there. That'll be a good move for them. The Lakers, the Dubs, I, Milton. The Lakers and Golden State, among several Western Conference contenders, keep your tabs on Shake Milton. Okay. I can run from that. I can live with that. The Clippers are still eyeing Brogdon. LA re-engaged with Boston on acquiring Brogdon in recent days. After they first tried last week, I think, and it didn't come through. So I guess they're trying to see what they could do with that now, see if they could pull that back together. That's going to be interesting to see. Boy, okay. Okay. Now, some people are saying they don't know how this is going to work out with the Sixers getting rid why am I going blank on this right now? Why am I going blank on what the Sixers trying to do? James Harden. It's difficult for the Sixers to get rid of James Harden in terms of making sure that they get something in return. They have some money. When I say something to make sure to please Embiid, to make sure that the team moves forward. So there's a talk about pulling off a trade with Toronto for Van Fleet, which is a perfect fit for the 76ers. He is an everyday. He came in an undrafted free agent, came into the league, and he shows up every day. He participates. He works out. He does what the team wants him to do. I think he would be perfect for the Sixers. Fits well into their scheme. Fits well as a player. Will complement and beat tremendously. And I think the Sixers would be a much better team with him if they gave it hard to go for Van Fleet. So I like that idea. I like Van Fleet in the Toronto. Prefer him in the Laker uniform. But I love him in 76ers. So it'll be good to see. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we should have the B3As here. And we're going to talk some track and field. And we'll talk some baseball. And then we'll wrap up and talk some NFL. And we'll make our picks before we go. This is Talking Heads to Donnie. This is Pearly Holding On. We'll be right back.
This summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' butter pecan crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' butter pecan donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
On the road to 50 years of independence, cross the finish line in an electric ride. Easy Car Sales invites you to take back your independence and free yourself from expensive gas and repairs. Own the road in an all-powerful, all-clean, and all-electric vehicle from Easy Car Sales. Dump the pump and power up at home as easy as you charge your phone. You'll find many models to suit your lifestyle and your budget. Visit easy242.com or call us to find out more.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Bahamas games? What was the purpose of the games?
The purpose is twofold. One, to bring Bahamians from throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas together through sports. And the second, to find talented athletes throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to be trained and possibly make it to the Olympic level.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info, call 322-1029.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back, Talking Heads with Pearly. I can keep saying that till Naughty call me, then we stop. Welcome back. Let's look at a little NBA, Major League Baseball. Well, you know, the Dodgers was all over Colorado last night, 14-3. Padres lost to the Pirates 5-4. Detroit beat the Rangers 8-5. The Kansas City had a walk-off. It was kind of cool, 4-3 over the Guardians. Yankees all over Oakland, 10-4. Tampa beat Arizona 6-1. Chicago White Sox all over the Angels 9-7. Otani still at home, right? Marlins was 2-0 yesterday. Let's see with Jazz. Oh, Jazz hit another homer yesterday. He ran 1-for-4. Homer hit a home run yesterday. Super, no strikeouts. That's good. That's a pretty good sign. So Marlins beat the Red Sox 2-0. Toronto beat the Giants 2-1. Brewers beat the Mets 2-1. Astros shut out the Cardinals 14-0, and the Phillies all over the Cubs 3-1. Liberty, the New York, that's where our girl, the Bahama Mama, plays for, John Cabell Jones. They haven't found that chemistry just yet, because the Liberty was all over them 98-80. The Las Vegas Aces was all over the Liberty 98-81 yesterday. Phoenix Mercury beat the Fever 85-63, and the Minnesota beat Seattle 99-97. But they have a powerhouse team. They have like the big three in the WNBA. A lot of people expected them just to walk through this league, but they're not finding the chemistry, finding the togetherness yet. But it'll come. I think by playoff time, they'll have it. It'll come. They'll be quite fine. They'll be all right. Let's look at the Major League standings and see where everybody's standing right now, because, you know, Naughty like rub these things in, so I'm glad I can talk about it while he's here. In the American League East, the Tampa Bay has a 5.5 game lead over the Orioles, still holding a 9.5 game lead over the Yankees, 10 over Toronto and Boston at the bottom, 56-28 in the Rays. In the AL Central, Minnesota Twins are tied with the Cleveland Guardians for first place. Detroit 4 games out, the White Sox 4.5, and the Royals 16.5. Them double digits dudes, they finish. AL West, the Rangers, surprisingly to a lot of people, not to them. They should have been the last year. Rangers get a 5-game lead on the Astros, 6 over the Angels. Come on, Angels, keep losing. 10 over the Seattle, and another Oakland, get this one, 29 games on. I think they soon can get a star next to them, see eliminated from playoffs. National League East, Atlanta Braves on top. The Atlanta Braves, that's my son, and that's Theodore, Sweden team. Atlanta Braves got a 6-game lead over the Marlins. Phillies is defending champs. I mean, defending National League champs. Mets, 17.5. The Mets, you know, break this team up. They spent a ton of money for this team and should have walked away in the division, sitting 12-17, basically out of the playoffs. And they're going to bring that team up by the time the trade deadline. Nationals 21 games out. In the NL Central, Cincinnati Reds are tied with the Milwaukee Brewers for first place. Cincinnati playing some great baseball now, but they come back down there, so the Milwaukee should win that division. The Pirates are starting to show their colors. They're 4.5 games out. Cubs 5 out, and St. Louis Cardinals disappointingly sit 9.5 games out. Over the National League West, the surprising Arizona Diamondbacks still hold a 2-game lead now over the Dodgers. 2.5 over the Giants. 10.5 over the Padres. Another team that probably has a better team than their record. Probably should be battling them, and the Dodgers should be battling for the division, but they're 10.5 out. And if they don't look out, they're going to be pretty much out of it. So Colorado Rockies, 16 games out of it. So let's look at the wild card. Now, how it works is each division champ goes, and there are 3 wild cards. So right now, if the season was to end today, let's say they say for some reason we end the season today, Atlanta, Arizona, and Cincinnati would be the division winners. The 3 wild card players would be Miami, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. So what will probably happen is the Giants will play the Reds and the Dodgers will play the Marlins. I think that's how it works. Don't quote me on that. Don't tell nobody else I said that. And Phillies are sitting not too far out, 1.5 out of the wild card, and Milwaukee 2.5 out, Pittsburgh 6 games out of the wild card. The Padres, see, when I say the Padres don't hold on, the Padres are 8 games out of the wild card. If they keep falling, they get out of the wild card, that's a deal, yo. Over the American League, if the season ends today, Tampa Bay, Texas, and Minnesota be the division champs. This is what I find so amazing. Baltimore, New York, and Toronto would be the wild card. That means the American League East will have 4 teams in the playoffs. Tampa Bay, Baltimore, New York Yankees, and the Blue Jays if the season were to end today. The Astros are 1/2 a game out. The Angels are 1.5 out. That's why I keep saying lose Angels because they're still in the playoff contention. Boston 5 out. Guardians 5 out. Seattle 5.5 out. So that's a pretty good race. And that's what keeps baseball exciting, because a lot of times these division champs go ahead and win the division early and it takes the excitement. But when you're trying to make the playoffs and trying to make the wild card, that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it lots of fun. So looking for, we got Damaris Cash and some athletes. Kamara Strong and Jamari Nabi should be here shortly. I understand there's a lot of bad weather. See, this goes back to the people complaining about the roads and the weather is raining, so it's taking some time to get there. So they'll be here shortly. What's going on? What's on top tonight in Major League Baseball? They already had a game plan already. They already had a game plan. They had a game plan already for the day. Anyway, Terrence Pratt from St. Augustine, the English teacher, probably crouching right now and they're messing up the English language. The Dodgers are now tonight at Kansas City at 8:10. Bobby Miller, this rookie sensation against A. Marsh. The Padres are actually the top of the second inning with the Reds right now. There's no score. Washington will be at Phillies at 6:05. Milwaukee will be at the Pittsburgh Pirates at 7:05. Twins will be at Baltimore. Boston Red Sox to Toronto. That's a good matchup. The Giants and the Mets tonight, as well as Miami Marlins and Atlanta Braves. That's another good matchup. Atlanta in first, Miami Marlins in second place. We got the Detroit Tigers and Colorado Rockies. We got the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Cardinals. Arizona and Los Angeles Angels. Boy, this is a hard one. I want the Angels to lose because I need them to lose so the Dodgers can pull this trade off. But I want Arizona to lose and I want the Dodgers to catch them. So I could just stay away from that game tonight. Chicago is at Oakland. Tampa Bay at Seattle. And earlier game, the Cubs were all over the Cleveland Guardians 10-1. So that's pretty interesting. Well, let's go to WNBA tonight. Washington Mystics, Atlanta Dream, LA Sparks, and the Chicago Sky. I used to be an LA Sparks fan. Kind of still a Sparks fan, but I just pulled for John Cruell. So wherever she go, I pulled for Connecticut last year, then I pulled for the New York Liberty. I just pulled because that's the only behemoth in the league. And that behemoth coming in the league, I'll have to reevaluate. But right now, I go wherever she goes. And that's my loyalty lie to my Bahama Mama. What else going on in Major League Baseball? Before we start talking NFL, I'm going to talk NFL in a little bit, but I want to just make sure I'm clear that everything going on in the MLB, that nobody getting mad, because trade deadline coming up now, so you're going to some things going to be happening. Teams going to be talking about what moves they want to make and stuff like that. So that's probably by the end of the month, this great month of July. Acuña Jr., who actually is doing well in home runs, is skipping the home run derby this year. I think he's just in either. I think he's a defending champ, is he? I'm like, don't quote me on that. Don't go tell nobody say that. But he says he's already been in a couple of times, so he's going to give some other players a chance, like Mookie and others. But he did leave. He said he would probably participate later on in the future. But at this point in time, he wants to give some other players a chance to do it. He's still thinking about coming back in the future. You know, he was the leading vote getter for the NL All-Star game, you know, and amid the, he's in the MVP talking, Mookie, Freddie Freeman in the MVP talks. And he's pretty much having, you know, he had 19 home runs, 51 RBIs, and 36 stolen bases. He's the complete package. That brother is the complete baseball package as well. We, you know, we have some players in Major League Baseball. You got Shohei Ohtani. A Japanese kid can pitch and he can throw. Then you got Trout, who's the probably the 5-tool. And this young kid in Cincinnati, De La Cruz, 6-tool, speed, glove, bat, everything you want. And, you know, he's a track star. He has the fastest run from home to third base. Then you got Mookie Betts, who, you know, Freddie Freeman, who can hit the ball anywhere. You got players that can hit the ball where the ball is pitched. When I say where it's pitched, they pull hitters, so they always get, if they're right-hand batter, they'll hit the left field a lot. If they're left-hand batter, they'll hit the right field a lot. Freddie Freeman is the batter. He will hit it where the ball is placed. You pitch him outside, he hit it out there. He hit it in the left center, right center field. So players like that, you got players like that. Yeah, then you've got Okuna. He got power, he's got speed, he bats for average. So you can't beat that at all. He is the complete package, and Atlanta got him locked down, so he ain't going nowhere. So that's, boy, I like that. So what's happening over in the NFL? All kind of talks right now. Free agency started there. Also, people talking about what's going to go on. People, a lot of talk about Russell Wilson in Denver. You know, he was in Seattle for many years, had a super, 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 super career there. Been in the Super Bowl, got a couple of Super Bowl wins, did really good there, and then took this big contract from Denver and busted last year. Did not look like the quarterback. People said he wasn't worth the money. People were rowing and carrying on. They're upset about that. And then Sean Payton, the NFL brainiac, they call him, who has done wonders with quarterbacks, who took Drew Brees, who was a good quarterback at the time, and made him a great quarterback. And just turned, you know, and turned players around, did great. He retired. They actually traded him to Denver and got a lot of draft picks for that. They bring this coach there who they expect to put his healing hands on Russell Wilson. You hear me? Healing hands on Russell Wilson. And to turn him around as the quarterback so that Denver could get their money's worth, because they spent a lot of money on him. And a lot of guaranteed money. Say, like, you could take him, like, in the NBA, in the NFL, when they cancel your contract, you don't get paid no more. But that's why they do a lot of guaranteed money. So you give me this money up front. So I signed a $250 million contract, give me $175 million up front. That's gone. That's mine. You ain't getting that back. So they have to figure out what to do to make it work. They have to figure out what to do to get him right. So that's going to be, I'm going to keep my eyes on that. Also, they're talking about Dalvin Cook is going to end up in Miami. New England wants him. New England signed Devontae Parker, who's to be the Miami Dolphins, to a long-term contract. That brother, he had a good one season healthy for them to invest in. So they're putting a lot on the line for him, hoping that he will come true as the player that he has the talent to do. He has the talent to do it. Will he do it? Will he be the one to do it? And hold on. We'll see. Make the money back, get the money back. The Dolphins got rid of him for the very reason, because we know he couldn't stay healthy. Hurt too many times. You paid him all that money to sit on the sidelines, so you need to take him. Buda Baker contract talks in Arizona is still unsettled. I don't understand what's going on. Them y'all can't explain it. Jags Cam Johnson suspended. This is the gambler. And I think, no. He was the PED. He's the PED policy. What do you do? Take some things to make yourself stronger. Performance-enhancing drugs policy. Boy. I was talking over these athletes on Herb Sharp, and they're here. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Bombers Association, Athletic Association, National Track and Field talks will be coming up right now. Tamarius Cash and athletes from the B3As. Expect you to sit and talk, and we'll have a good time. We'll be right back in 2 seconds. This is Pearly. We're talking here to Naughty. Good to have you here.
It's time to to rock to the best in Bahamian music. Bahama Rock, the national all-Bahamian concert, takes place this Saturday at the Westin Esplanade, starting at 6 p.m., featuring our Grammy Award-winning Bahaman, along with a cast of the best in Bahamian entertainment. Bahama Rock! Come out and celebrate with all your favorite Bahamian entertainers live on stage this Saturday, July 1st. To get your free tickets, log on to www.celebrate-bahamas.com or check out Celebrate Bahamas on Facebook.
On the road to 50 years of independence, cross the finish line in an electric ride. Easy Car Sales invites you to take back your independence and free yourself from expensive gas and repairs. Own the road in an all-powerful, all-clean, and all-electric vehicle from Easy Car Sales. Dump the pump and power up at home as easy as you charge your phone. You'll find many models to suit your lifestyle and your budget. Visit easy242.com or call us to find out more.
It's time to rock to the best in Bahamian music. Bahama Rock, the national all-Bahamian concert, takes place this Saturday at the Westin Esplanade, starting at 6 p.m., featuring our Grammy Award-winning Bahaman, along with a cast of the best in Bahamian entertainment. Bahama Rock! Come out and celebrate with all your favorite Bahamian entertainers live on stage this Saturday, July 1st. To get your free tickets, log on to www.celebrate-bahamas.com or check out Celebrate Bahamas on Facebook.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, George is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with George's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. George also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority invites all private companies and civic organizations to adopt a roundabout. This is your chance to stand out from the crowd. Beautify and enhance our local areas for residents and tourists alike. Just in time for the 50th anniversary of our independence. With this opportunity, you can engage persons on the go, generate media interest, and promote your company. Stand out and celebrate 50. For more information, you can call 242-604-3750.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back. We're talking here. It's here. This Pearly, your boy, hanging in here. And I got some of the greatest athletes in our country sitting in here. They're fast and they're strong. And one goes to the best school in the world. But first, before we do all of that kind of talks, we have Demarius Gass, my good friend and brother. I haven't seen you in so long, bro. What's happening?
Right here. You know, just coming into this new role with the Federation, Beach Race, and it's special events dealing with meat management.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
So they find the right man for the job.
Think so?
I believe that. I work with you. I worked with you at events. So I know what you're good for.
Yeah. No problem.
I know what you're good for. So I think they've got a gem. They got a good asset. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you'll get them seats filled.
Yeah. And that's the main focus. Just trying to get all the track fans, old and new fans, enthused about this upcoming July 5th through 7th.
Okay.
We have our nationals. It's the junior and senior nationals.
So this is under, when you say junior, say what age makes you junior, what age makes you national? Under 20 and above 20?
Yes. What we do, we have the junior section is broken up into two, where you have under 18.
Okay.
And that's under 20.
Okay.
And they're looking at qualifying for junior, under 18, under 23 knockout games.
Okay.
And under 20 Pan-American championships.
Okay. So this is a qualifying for the Olympics as well as these junior events?
Well, no, not more, it's more so the senior events.
I mean, the senior events would be qualifying for the Olympics.
For Olympics,
and then the junior events for the junior Pan-Ams.
Yeah. And then for our seniors, they have world champs, you know, World Championship, World Athletics, World Champs are celebrating 40 years.
Yes, August 19th.
Yeah, they first started in 1983,
uh-huh.
And this is their 40th year. And you know what World Champs could do. We have a lot of World Champions in the Bahamas.
Yes, we do.
And
I think we get one sitting in here. Hopefully one soon to be sitting in here.
Exactly, maybe exactly. Yeah, exactly, uh-huh. Exactly. And they are preparing for that.
Okay.
And there's a couple of ways you could get into World Champs. You could get in by ranking.
Okay.
And qualifying and all that. So, you know, it's a couple of ways. But what we're trying to do is, get the crowd to come out and support these athletes. Because, you know, you're nothing like when you see a good Bahamian crowd come out and support you, you tend to turn it up a notch when you had a drum beating.
So let's do this. It's July 5th, 6th, and the greatest day in the month, 7th,
7th,
right?
Yeah.
All right, so y'all gonna. I come in and I expect all the athletes to get in the big circle and sing happy birthday for me on the 7th.
On the 7th?
I can talk bad with y'all on the show the next day if y'all don't do that.
No problem.
But on a serious note, what's happening on the 5th, 6th? What times are the events starting? Junior event, are the junior and senior each day, or junior the first 2 days and the senior closing it out? Give me some details there.
No, the juniors and seniors are the same day. And what we're doing, the first day involves the 100-meter heats and the 400-meter heats, and then it ends off with the 100-meter final.
Okay, first day, 100-meter final. Mm-hmm. Making sure you come here. Well, see that, you better be there.
Got to be there. And okay. It starts at 5 o'clock with all the so track events.
You can't say you the working, you can't go.
Yeah, okay. Start at 5 o'clock. And then we have the the combined events, which is the decathlon and heptathlon.
Yes.
They're starting at 3.
Okay.
So if you want to see some good action, you come out 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Gates open from 2, come out 3 o'clock. Okay. And you can see the whole event.
Wonderful.
And then the second day, we have the 200-meter heats.
Okay.
And the 400-meter finals.
Super. Okay.
They're the marquee events with, you know, some hurdles involved. And then the last day, we have 200-meter finals, and we have the 100-meter hurdles finals. You know, we have about 5 girls going under 13 seconds. I mean, under third round, 13.
Olympic qualifying time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
led by Devin Charlton.
Exactly.
Soccer. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Jordan said. Yeah, and then after that, we're trying to set up some relays. Because,
I heard that little sip round.
Yeah, because right now, our females, they're sitting on a bubble. 16.
So
and
we
got
to move up to like 12.
And then for sure, we know our men, once they get to stick around, they could get in that, they could crack that top 16.
Okay.
And then we're also looking at mixed relays and some 4x4s. But like I say, track and field is something that we need that support.
So we bring in some international relay teams in. No matter countries in the come and push our country, our fellas.
Yes, we're looking at bringing in one or two.
Super.
To push our guys.
You one of the events you did back in the day was the final qualifying time for the Olympics before the last.
Yeah, that was in 2021.
Yeah, I remember that.
2021.
So who do we have here?
Well, I can let them introduce themselves.
Let's start with the lady here to my right. So she, because you know why I started with her first? Because she didn't want to talk. See, if you didn't come in there, you didn't want to talk. I wasn't gonna pick on you. And you go to another school. What's your name, darling?
My name is Jamia Nabi.
Say it again.
Jamia Nabi.
And you go to?
Queens College.
And what events you participate in?
The 100, 200, and long jump.
You won the one of the two at the B3A? I mean the BAISS?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You beat Zach. Okay. So what are you hoping to do in the Nationals? Tell me how you feel about this, your first Nationals?
But let's not overlook that, Earl. She is actually a double gold medalist.
And the curve thing is, I know.
Yeah.
I watched that.
Yeah.
I hollered and screaming. I was so proud of you. Nobody be teasing you about the school. What come first is what on the top of your hat, what on the top of this chest.
The bomb.
And what on the back of my shoes. I even put on my shoes and let y'all live with y'all. All right? So no, it's all about this weekend is about. I will always show the little tease about the school. Don't mind that. It's all about you young men and you young men and young women participating in the nationals. It's all about y'all getting to where y'all need to be. And if you got a big fan, trust me, you got one in me. I can put hard against you at the B-A-I-S-S. I can put hard against you. But when that finish, I pull it for you. In any event that you represent our country, okay? But I'm very happy to have you here. Who's this next beautiful young lady?
Kamara Strong.
Kamara Strong. What school are you from?
St. Augustine.
Go you know. What events you participate in?
Javelin.
Javelin?
Yes, sir.
You're a gold medalist, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're looking forward to doing wonderful things?
Yes, sir.
Okay, wonderful. And who's this young man here?
Keyshawn Strong.
This is the javelin. This is the greatest javelin athlete the Bahamas has put out. Yeah. I've been watching you. Let me tell you something. Newspaper pictures don't do you no justice. Because when I see this brother, why is it with this big tall, and the pictures, you look like a small little, and I'm trying to say, how does this little dude throw this javelin halfway across the nation?
Yeah.
Until I see you walking here. And how's it been going with you? You're at Auburn University now here.
Yes, sir. I'm at Auburn, yeah.
You already did a year, or you going?
Yeah, I did a year. Already.
So how was your freshman year?
Freshman year was great, but on the track side, it was great, but my season got cut short due to injury.
Yeah, the injury, so you didn't get to participate in NCAAs?
No, sir. No.
Okay. And what happened?
I screened my UCL after a meet in Florida.
Uh-huh. Go a little closer to the mic.
I screened my UCL
in
a meet at Florida after my last throw.
Uh-huh.
So it had me out for like 2 to 3 months. I'm just getting back.
How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling good.
100%?
I wouldn't say 100%, but I'm getting
there. So being a C national record on this week?
I extend that to 84 meters, and I didn't throw in like 2 to 3 months, but hopefully through God, I could, you know, put that out again.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. This is exciting stuff. Yeah. But so you gonna stay the 4 years in Auburn, or you gonna dip that pro D?
I won't do the 4 years. You know, I won't have something to fall back on.
Okay.
After I finish with school, you know.
What's your major?
Well, right now, my first year I was doing business administration,
uh-huh.
and I changed it to kinesiology, but I was supposed to be in professional flight, but some things happened, so I just switched it around for a while until I could get into it.
What's kinesiology?
It's like exercise science.
Okay, sports, okay. Yeah. Sports
therapy,
medicine.
Yeah, like therapy.
And therapy and all that stuff. You need to do that. in terms of self-preservation, it'll work out and help you, I'm sure. And it's something to fall back on. I always tell people, these will get you into school, but this will here keep you into school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and once you get an opportunity, always make the best of it. So what grade are you? What grade are you in? You said ninth grade?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you've been to St. Augustine since grade 7?
No, sir, grade 8.
Grade 8, okay. And you all split up. He let you come to soccer. He sure it's a hard thing to hear you go to soccer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You know, sometimes you have to do things that's for the better. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And what grade are you in?
Grade 10.
You're good, great. So you're going to grade 11 in September?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you're hoping to go off to college and do some track?
Definitely.
Now, my whole thing is, you know, when I see young ladies, and particularly pretty young ladies who have talent, I have one rule: boys and books don't mix. And athletes and books don't mix. And I say that to say, you know, God has given you a talent. God has given you a talent.
Yes.
You know, and you make the best of that. Use that to get ahead in life. We're coming from an island nation. I tell people this story. When I sent my first son to college, I paid $37,000 a year. When I sent my daughter to college, it was $53,000 a year. I sure it's close to 60-some thousand. That right there, them 2 days you got on them legs, if you don't have to pay a dollar. But it's what you do. If you do the hard work and you put the work in and the time in, you know, don't never sleep on your laurels. Never sleep on your laurels because, you know, things can happen. You just work hard and keep pushing. And that arm can get you plenty places too. I would like, it'd be wonderful to see, have a brother, sister, Olympic gold medalist. Mm-hmm. Or even brother, sister, Olympic job. That'll be the story. I sure think you see NBC Sports talking about that and interviewing y'all and talking about that.
Yes, sir.
Now he there. You got to get there.
Yes,
okay?
It's a lot of pressure.
No, there ain't no pressure, man. There ain't no pressure. You know, it's, listen, we have talent in this country, and these young people have shown us that this natural talent. So it's just developing it, and that's working on it. We expect everybody to, I guess, maybe mom ain't coming, though. Shanae, she's not gonna participate. Well, is she gonna participate?
Well, we have a secret we can't unveil yet. So we'd like for everyone to come out and support the event.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a big secret with everyone. I think they'll be excited to see.
Okay.
But just a note, we have we're also trying to get some cultural aspects of the event out there. So we have We'll have Kong Salad. We'll have the Pow Truck.
Okay.
Selling food. And we have OMG with their crafty desserts.
Okay.
Stuff like that. So we're just trying to...
Lots of food, lots of drinks, lots of fun.
To come out.
So it starts at 3 o'clock on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And it goes until it's finished. And 3 o'clock on Thursday and Friday
yes.
as well.
Yeah.
So all the evenings, no excuse to say you got to go to work. Get off, put on your tennis. You ain't got to go home, change. Just come straight out to the... You know what cost to get into the stadium?
Well, general admission is 7 and 5. Seven for adults, five for kids. And then VIP is $10 or $12.
Is there a 3-day pass? Like if I buy one ticket for the 3 days?
Yes,
you know
there
what
is.
That is.
And you could go... You could actually get tickets on the NSA website.
On the website,
NSA-Bahamas.com.
Okay.
You can buy your tickets and don't even have to worry about it. You're pulling out money when you come to the gate.
Okay.
Yep.
See, this might wait the week, so I intend to party hardy every day this week, starting on tomorrow. So I can be out Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to watch that, and I got some other things I got to do. I've been looking at my Bahamas games tickets. I'm excited about this. I'm so happy to have you all here. I just wish you all come a little early so we could talk, but that's fine.
No problem.
All right, but congratulations. Do well. I can be screaming and shouting for you. See, just the advantage you all get. I know you all, so I can pull for you all. All right? And so you all do well and make me proud, all right?
Yes, sir. No problem. Thank you.
You've been listening to Pearly and the B3As for the National Track and Field Championships coming up on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at the Thomas A. Robinson National Track and Field Stadium. Be there. Come and support these athletes. This independence. Go ahead, Marius.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to the executive team. And the whole team for helping organizing. You know, if I call names, I may miss someone.
Yeah, don't go on no names.
Yeah, I ain't going no names. But just thank all of them. And, you know, we're trying to really buckle down and get athletics to, you know, to a level where we bring all these fans back to come out and watch this event.
And you know, we know how to brag when we win, but we don't know how to come out there and support. And you got to come out there and support. Because as supporting, and even paying the $7 helps the B3As continue its work. Continue what it's trying to do and continue with developing our great athletes. So let's see you on there, man. See Thursday, Friday, 3 p.m., 5 p.m., 3 p.m. for the decathlon, 5 p.m. for all the other races. You had 100-meter finals on Wednesday, 400-meter finals on Thursday, and the 200-meter finals with some relays on Friday. You can't beat that. You have great races every day. And you get to see some of the greatest athletes participate. We got some really good athletes in this country, and we're doing well in track and field. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see what's going on. So happy to have you here. Great show, everybody. Thank you all for listening in today. I will be back for Naughty on Monday and Tuesday, and I think Naughty's back on Wednesday. We're coming up in the last 10 with Rich Eisen talking about James Harden and the Clippers. Would that be fun to watch? We'll see what happens. Thank you for listening. See you on Monday.
I just want to say hello to TJ. Right off the bat, but hello, Mike, as well. TJ.
Things are getting interesting.
TJ.
Spicy on a Friday.
It's great. The only team that TJ Jefferson loves that James Harden hasn't been mentioned going to or being involved with is the San Antonio Spurs.
And the Cowboys.
I'm just talking basketball, keeping it to one sport.
For the Mets?
Yeah, I'm saying, why limit this man?
I'm just wondering, because you said the Sixers disgusted you so significantly.
They did.
That whichever team was going to get the draft rights to Victor Wembanyama was going to get your affection, your interest, your NBA love.
I did say that.
And the Spurs drafted him, and the Spurs drafted him to the point where we put the Spurs pennant above you in the collage
so
that we have of all
accurate,
your teams. And I'm just wondering, if James Harden goes from the Philadelphia 76ers to the Los Angeles Clippers, your two, prior to the Spurs being added to this mix, your two favorite NBA teams, does that make it all good? Are we all copacetic in your world? Do you like this idea?
I'm still trying to process this.
Okay, so while you process it, interesting you use the word process involving the Philadelphia 76ers. So we go off the air yesterday, and this is crazy. The NBA, you've always got to read the second line or the second paragraph of a story. Because even when they draft somebody, oh, this team drafted somebody. Well, let's wait 2 minutes because that draft trade that you didn't know was coming is about to acquire the rights of the guy that just was drafted by that team, but he's still wearing the hat of the team that drafted him, or the team that drafted the player is drafting him for another franchise because there's a pick swap, because there's some sort of, you can't just sit back and go, oh, that's the story. For instance, James Harden opts in to the Philadelphia 76ers 2023-24 season. He has a player option. He opts in, meaning I want to be with the Philadelphia 76ers. That's the headline.
That's what you
Harden says he's picking up his player option for $30 million and change to go to the Philadelphia 76ers, right?
Well, yeah, you figure opt in is a good thing, right?
Not so fast.
No. You know?
Not so fast.
Because if he opts in, I guess a sign and trade can happen to the team where he wants, and then he gets pizzayed in the manner in which he wants to get pizzayed, fully aware that the Sixers do not care to pizzay him in that manner. And it looks like, for the hot minute, the Knicks were one of the teams. Mm. And I thought to myself, well, that's a hot mess. And I don't think James Harden in New York City. We've already tried that one in Brooklyn. Put him in Manhattan. Manhattan. And I don't know how that's working. For instance, you guys sit there. How do you know that, Rich?
Just as a for instance.
The Knicks had Julius Randle, or still have him. And, the way that he played so above and beyond the level of expectation two out of the three seasons, right? Or at least two out of the last three seasons, right? Would make him near and dear to New York Knicks fans until he doesn't have a very good playoff series against the Miami Heat. By the way, an appearance that the Knicks made that if you went to every Knicks fan that celebrated the first win of the season, like it was game seven of the NBA Finals, and there was a parade coming down New York City's Canyon of Heroes. They did that after just game one. You'd think they would take a look in the long run of, wow, we made the second round of the playoffs. That actually happened. We won a playoff series? Really? Oh, unbelievable. No, they took Julius Randle's poster down on 7th Avenue and stomped on it. How do you think it will work with James Harden, who everywhere he has been, despite 10 All-Star seasons and also a future Hall of Fame enshrinement?
Yes, yeah, 100%.
How many people has he left completely, totally disillusioned and disappointed?
All of them.
How many times can a man demand a trade from a team that owns his rights?
Well,
the answer's three.
Three and counting.
So when I heard the Knicks were involved, I'm like, are you out of your friggin' minds? And then the Clippers raised their hands.
We'll take them.
And it looks like he's coming here to Los Angeles.
That's what it looks like.
To play for...
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.